With the first day of school less than 2 weeks away, Charlotte Mecklenburg schools officials still need to hire more than 100 teachers and bus drivers. At a press conference today, Superintendent Clayton Wilcox also addressed lead in some schools' water and their efforts to make schools safer for the district's more than 148,000 students. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn has more.
Jerry Parker, CMS's interim human resources director, says they hired more than 1,500 teachers for the new school year, but still have 78 spots open, the majority in district high schools and certain subjects.
We've got about 40% that we need within the high school. We still tend to have the greatest needs in the area of math, exceptional children, as well as the variety of career and technical education courses that we offer.
The district's new transportation director, Adam Johnson, says he has 44 bus driver vacancies that he needs to fill.
The good news is we have another 28 drivers scheduled for training starting the week of August 20th, as well as August 27th. And then after that, we have another group of 20 that will start the week of September 4th.
As for safety measures, Superintendent Wilcox says parents will see a heightened sense of security at schools this year, starting with entrances.
We're making every guest who comes in, including myself, to every school sign in through our security procedures. We think that that's vital, that we know who is in our buildings, even if the face is awfully familiar.
Wilcox says they are also installing camera systems, motion detectors, and new locks at some schools, continuing to train students on how to respond to violent incidents, providing a way for students and others to report suspicious behavior anonymously, and more social workers, psychologists, and counselors to meet students' mental health needs. Wilcox also addressed concerns about lead found in the water at 27 elementary schools.
In some places where we found that we had some devices that we needed to replace, we were able to replace them. But I think it's important for me to say, as your superintendent, we did not find any levels of chemical trace in our water that we thought would be harmful to kids.
Wilcox says they hope to have all elementary schools' water tested for lead by mid-fall and will then begin testing at middle and high schools. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.